Archaeologists believe the City of Dreams is buried beneath the ruins of Machu Picchu in South America. Ask an anthropologist, and he'll tell you the City of Dreams is somewhere in the Australian outback. Its precise location encoded in the low moans of the didgeridoo, waiting for someone to decipher it. Some say it's in Arkham, Massachusetts. Or hidden in the secret network of tunnels under Moscow, whose existence is denied to this day. But I'm here to tell you the truth. You want to know where the City of Dreams is? Look around. Pinecrest Cemetery on the edge of town has been in business ever since the Civil War. It's a friendly, peaceful place.
Hey! I see you there. Hang on, I'll be right there. Yep, here we go.
The man with the golf cart, the Mario Andretti moves, and the lust for life is Jackie Clay, caretaker. One of those rare individuals who goes through whatever life throws at him with a smile and the perpetual belief that somehow everything will work out in the end. Even in the City of Dreams.
Well, hey there. Hello.
Hi.
Well, it's 2 o'clock, so you must be Casey Giller. Unless my watch is fast, in which case I apologize in advance for interrupting your meditations.
I'm him.
Well, that takes a load off my mind. So I guess you can take a load off your feet. Hop in. I'll give you the grand tour.
Thanks. You must be...
Jackie Clay, head caretaker. Used to be just caretaker until they hired you. So I get a de facto promotion for a little while at least. Next thing you know, they'll be giving me my own private parking spot. hang on and welcome to Pinecrest Cemetery.
It's pretty here.
Yeah, there's that. One of the oldest cemeteries in the state. We got some folks been here over 100 years. The rows back that way are the new ones. You'll find most of the older folks in the plots nearest the front gate. I like to think of it like a tree, with people instead of rings. The further in you go, the more years you peel away, walking further and further into the past.
You make it sound like a campground.
Oh, do I? I don't mean to. It's better than a campground. No ants. Plenty of uncles, though.
Listen, I just want to say that I really appreciate you taking the time to show me around like this.
Oh, forget it. No big deal.
It's just... I thought... Well, at first I figured things might be a little tense. I mean, seeing as how they hired me to replace you when you retired.
Why should I be upset? One thing you learn working around here, when a man's time comes, it comes. But you don't hurry it either. One of these days, I'm going to retire. But not for a good long time. Meanwhile, I'm glad for the help. Well, now, would you look at this? Bunch of trees fell off during the night. Just totally covered Mrs. Castell's tombstone. Here we go. Must have been that wind we had last night. Got all over your stone here, didn't it? Well, no problem. We'll get these branches out of your hair in a jiffy, Mrs. Castell. Can't have folks not knowing who you are now, can we? There we go. Nice talking to you, Mrs. Castell. You have a nice day.
Excuse me. But were you just talking to,
Mrs. Elizabeth Castell, born July 13, 1927, died December 1, 1958. Yeah, she's a fussy one, all right. Likes everything just so. Won a beauty contest in 1946. Never got over it, if you ask me. Well, now, we better get over to...
You talk to all the folks down there?
Yeah. You got something against dead folks?
Well, no, I...
J.C., let me tell you something. I've been walking God's green earth for 53 years, and in all that time, I've only had one rule. It's a rule my father taught me over and over so I wouldn't ever forget it. Just one rule, because if you follow this one, you don't need the rest.
This is the part where I ask you what rule, right?
If you're being neighborly, yeah.
Okay. So what's the rule?
Not exactly bursting with enthusiasm there, are you?
Well,
the rule is this. Be polite to folks.
That's it.
What more do you need? You take every rule ever written in the Bible or any other book like that in the world, boil them all down to the bare bones, and that's what it all comes down to. People talk about how the good old days were so much better. Well, what made them better was that folks, most folks anyway, were polite to each other. You want the good old days back? Say hello to your neighbor when you go out to pick up the morning paper. Be polite. Be kind. Doesn't cost anything. Be nice to folks, and they'll always be there when you need them.
I can see that with living folks. But these folks are...
Sure, there's 6 feet of ground between them and us, but they're still folks. As far as I'm concerned, there's no call to be rude to somebody just because they're dead. Just another form of prejudice, if you ask me. So, I talk to them. Makes me happy, and sometimes I like to think maybe it makes them happy, too.
That makes sense, I guess.
Well, of course it does. Now, come on, it's nearly time for lunch. I got a salami sandwich in the fridge, if you want half.
Sounds great. Thanks.
Well, I don't rightly know. Just a second, I'll ask him. Hey, Casey! Case?
Yeah.
Hey, Casey, you speak Spanish?
No. I'm doing pretty good just handling English.
Wait a minute. Let me guess. Let's see. Yep. Thought I'd find this. Fernando Estevez, born August 9th, 1944, died September 3rd, 1999.
I hear he moved here from South America just before he died. Didn't speak a word of English. He's always bothering Mrs. Castell about something or other. She doesn't know what the hell he's on about. So I thought I'd ask if you spoke Spanish.
Nope. Sorry.
Well, that's okay. Sorry, Mrs. Castell. No luck. We'll keep trying, though.
So what do you do when you got somebody in the ground who doesn't speak English?
I leave more flowers.
You really got it covered, don't you? Next thing you'll be telling me they talk back to you.
Well, who says they don't?
Okay. Now cut it out. Hey, whoa, come back here.
Yeah. You say something there, Casey.
Yeah. Okay, you got me. May as well reel me in the rest of the way. So what do they say to you?
Well, you know, dead folk. Not much new to talk about. Sometimes they ask for more flowers, or they tell me the ground's a little dry. A lot of them talk about the family and loved ones they left behind. And some of them get real curious about what's happening up here. Got a couple of real sports fans on row 3. And one fellow who still can't believe we elected Ronald Reagan president back in 1980.
Twice.
Yo, I'd keep that to yourself if I were you. He's cranky enough as it is.
Get out of here.
Believe what you want.
Yeah, I'll do that. It's starting to get dark. Probably should head home soon.
Yep. Hey, listen, I got some chili in the fridge. Got a friend who makes it up twice a year. Killer stuff. And some coffee and donuts in there somewhere, too. You want to share a bite before you head out?
I will. Thanks.
Great. Just one last stop to make on the way. Gotta water Mrs. Sims' plot. She says it's getting dry. Won't take long. She's walking distance from the shed. There you go, Mrs. Sims. Hope that makes you feel better. What's that? Oh, you mean Casey? Well, he's okay. A little wet behind the ears, but I think he'll do just fine. Huh? Well, I'll be sure to tell him. Now, you go on back to sleep, Mrs. Sims. I'll see you in the morning. Come on, Casey. Let's get us some dinner.
Okay, Jackie. You can give it up now.
Give what up?
Trying to spook me. I mean, now you've had your fun, I just don't spook.
And I wouldn't dream of trying to spook you. Fact is, there's nothing spooky about this place. Just plain folks. Some of us are just a little louder than others, that's all. Here, have a seat. I'll put on the coffee and dig the chili out of the fridge.
Ah, thanks. Who's that?
Hmm?
In the picture. There on the shelf?
Oh, that's my son, Jack Jr. He just got out of medical school. 2 more years and he's going to be a doctor. First one in our family to finish college. He's a fine man. Good son. I used to take him on my rounds when he was just a boy. Got to know every name about as well as me. Then he'd get in this little pedal car I bought him, and I'd pull him down the street to the ice cream store. Well, that was back when we still had an ice cream store down by Harvard Street. You wouldn't know it to look at it now, but this used to be a fine part of the city. It was clean, friendly, and folks were polite. Then the manufacturing company started closing down. All the work going south to Mexico or Taiwan or China. Folks started moving out following work. Then the pushers and the pimps and the hookers moved in.
Yeah. I saw some of them working down Miller Street when I came here.
Yeah. That's where you find a lot of them. And I see others sometimes right outside the cemetery. Had to shoo a couple of them off just 2 nights ago. Anyway, after a while it got so bad, the folks who stayed couldn't walk safe at night. So more good folks moved out, more bad folks moved in. Only good folks who didn't leave are, well, beneath us, right here in the ground. Sometimes I think maybe that's why I still like it here. This place hasn't changed. Here, folks are still polite. Ah, here it is. I knew I'd find it. You like sour cream in your chili? Cuts the fire a bit.
A little. Yeah, thanks.
So, what makes a young guy like you decide to come to work at a cemetery?
I needed a job.
Well, there's all kind of jobs. You could be over at McDonald's flipping burgers. Why this job?
Well, I guess I was looking to work somewhere green. Somewhere peaceful.
You sound like a man who's seen too much concrete at his time. You want cheese and crackers with this?
Sure. Yeah, I guess you could say that. Came up from Atherton, down around Crescent Road. 25 miles of concrete in every direction.
Oh, I know Atherton. Tough town. Hand me that spoon, would you?
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks. Yeah, Atherton. You grow up tough there, or you don't grow up.
Exactly. So you'll understand why I'm kind of iffy on this whole polite theory of yours. Where I grew up, you don't turn your back on anybody. You don't talk to anybody, and you sure as hell don't trust anybody. Anybody I ever trusted took off and left me when I needed them most. You can't ever rely on anybody else to be there when you need them.
That's a hard way to live.
Beats dying.
Who says you're not already dead? Maybe deader than those folks out back. A man who can't trust, can't live. And you can't expect anybody to be there for you if they don't know you, if you don't talk to them.
It works for me.
I suppose. But still, I...
Shh. What?
You hear something?
No.
I did.
Might have been the wind.
Well, maybe I better check it out anyway.
You want me to come with you?
No. Besides, it's pitch dark out there. Until you get to know the place, you have to be careful around here at night. You could trip over a tombstone, a branch, and... Oh, probably just kids. You keep an eye on the coffee and the chili. Don't let either one of them get too strong. I'll be right back.
Sure thing.
Nothing. Maybe he was right. Uh-oh.
Candle. That you?
Quiet, man. Keep it down.
Hey, chill out, man. It's a freaking cemetery. Who the hell are we going to wake up?
Don't know. Don't want to know. Look, Randy, you got the stuff or not? I'm about ready to jump out of my skin. What the hell did you pick this place for the deal anyway?
Because I didn't want to be disturbed.
Well, ask me. Anybody meets in a graveyard is born disturbed.
No, see, you got a closed mind. Nobody alive's coming here after dark.
And nobody dead we got to worry about. Cemetery's like the safest place on Earth. You know, it's kind of like they say Disneyland is the happiest place on Earth. Well, this is the safest.
Fine, right, whatever. Come on, let's see the stuff.
Yeah, let's see some green first.
All right. Got it right here in my bag.
$5,000. Happy now?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm one happy camper.
Jesus, stop it! What the hell are you whistling for?
Okay, man, don't move. Just put the money down and walk away.
Zach, grab the bag.
Hey, come on! What the hell are you trying to do? We had a deal, damn it!
Yeah, had. See, we're moving out and moving up. Need a big stake to set up a sweet little operation out by Chicago. But we came up a little short on the initial investment, you know? And your generous contribution will just about cover the balance.
No, man. You can't do this to me.
I don't move, man.
Now, this ain't right.
Yeah, what is? Next time you're in Chicago, look us up. Hell, we'll even give you a 10% discount.
I said you can't do this to me. Give me my money.
Wait, get him.
Give me the...
Whoa, look out. He's got a knife. Now put it down.
No way, man.
I said no. Put down the...
God damn it.
All right, check him out.
Is he dead? Yeah. Yeah, Zach, he's dead.
Oh, yeah. Picked the right place for it, that's for sure. Okay, let's get this stuff in...
What the hell? Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Over there, somebody saw us.
It's the goddamn caretaker. Get him!
What about you?
I'll wait by the main gate. Ain't no other way out of here.
That way, he's headed for the shed. Circle round him.
Hey, Jackie, what took you so long? I was getting, you know...
Now, come on! We gotta get out of here. We got trouble.
I'll call the cops.
No time. Come on!
What happened?
I think it was some kind of a drug deal. Went bad. They killed him.
Oh, Christ! How the hell did we get out of here?
Well, main gate's the only way. Fence is too high everywhere else. And they got razor wire. Keep out the wrong sword.
Didn't work too good this time, did it?
Well, stay close. We'll get out of here.
Over here. There they are.
Ah! Oh, Casey!
Damn it!
You've been shot! Oh, we have to stop.
No. I'm okay. Keep moving. Don't stop.
All right.
PJ, you get him? What do we got?
Two. An old guy and somebody else.
Damn it.
I think I clipped one of them.
You see where they were going?
That way. Probably headed toward the main gate, but with Randy there, ain't no way out that way. Come on.
Oh, I think we're clear for a second. Now, let me see.
Don't.
Oh, man, Casey, you're hit bad.
It's okay. I'll be all right. Just go on. I'll catch up.
Not a chance.
Look, it's the only logical thing. It's what everybody else would do.
Yeah, well, I didn't grow up in your part of town, okay?
Then you're an idiot.
Maybe, but I got used to it. Come on. Just lean over me like this.
No. Oh. I'll just pull you down.
Will you, for 2 seconds, just shut up and hold on?
Oh!
That's it. Now we're moving. Just a little further.
Stop.
What's the matter?
Hold it. Look. They got somebody watching the front gate.
Oh, damn it. Okay. Come on. There's only one other way out. There's a hole in the fence out back, covered with ivy and stuff. It's a mess, and it's way on the other side of the cemetery. I didn't want to risk being exposed out in the open that long, but...
I can't make it that far.
Yes, you can.
No. I can't do it.
go on. Don't worry about me.
No, damn it. I told you, you can't do that. So just don't ask me, you hear? I'm not leaving you. We'll just rest a bit, that's all. We'll rest. And you'll be up and around in no time. You can do it.
Yeah. Sure. It looks like I may end up getting on here permanent earlier than I thought.
Now, you stop that.
You know, all this time, you're the first guys ever been polite to me. Ever treated me like I was something other than in the way. Funny. I had to come all the way to a place of the dead to find it. Promise me you'll come around and talk to me once in a while. Who knows? Maybe I'll even talk back.
Don't you talk like that. I won't have it. Casey! Still alive. Barely. Don't you dare up and die on me like this. I won't have it. Oh, God. Oh, God, what am I going to do? Maybe he'll talk back, he says to me. Damn it, Casey. Truth is, the dead don't really talk back to me. I was just playing with you, that's all. 25 years talking to them folks, I never heard a word back. Right now, Lord, I wish I did. I could use all the help I can get. Oh, okay, Casey, I'm going to go back the other way and get help. You just wait here. You'll be okay. I'm just going to go get help.
Did you see anything? Not yet.
What the hell was that?
Earthquake? We don't get earthquakes around here. Come on.
Watch it. Hold.
Jeez. It's okay, man. I got you. You okay?
Yeah. Damn near fell in that hole. Who the hell digs an open grave and just leaves it like that? No markers, no cones. A guy could get killed.
Hey, AJ.
Stupid caretaker, son of a...
AJ, that hole wasn't there a minute ago.
What are you talking about?
I'm telling you, it wasn't there. And that one over there, that was solid ground 2 minutes ago. And something else, both these got tombstones already on them.
Yeah? So?
So they don't put the tombstones up until after somebody's buried. These just opened up.
You're crazy, you know that? Now, come on!
Where is it? I know the opening's around here somewhere.
Hold it right there, old man.
Turn around. Slow.
Look, please, I didn't do anything.
I'm gonna teach you not to put your nose in where it don't belong.
Oh, wait! Don't! Ow!
What the hell?
You're not wanted here.
Put down that broom, lady.
Didn't your mother ever tell you not to point? No manners at all.
Hey, lady, screw you!
AJ, she's just standing there. You missed.
I didn't miss. I swear, I didn't miss! God damn!
Oh, now, we'll have none of that language either. And I'm not that old lady. The name is Castay. Mrs. Elizabeth Castay. Over there behind you, that's my husband, Hamilton.
Why don't you give me that gun?
Nothing! That didn't even slow him down, man!
This is Zach. These guys are dead. Look at him. Look at that suit. He's covered in dirt and crap.
That can't be.
You know, perhaps we should take them home with us. Help them to learn some proper manners. What do you think, Hamilton?
Well, I think it's a right fine idea, Lizzie.
Get away from me. I'm out of here, man. Run for it.
Oh, no, you don't.
Hey, stop. Let me go. Put me down.
Sorry.
Zach, help. Not a chance, man. I'm out of here.
No.
You're right, Elizabeth. No manners at all.
Mrs. Castay?
Oh, now don't you worry, Mr. Clay. You've always been good to us. Now it's our turn to be good to you. We'll see to these hooligans. Come on, Hamilton.
Yes, dear.
Holy moly.
We gotta get out of here, man.
Zach, slow down, man. You got him?
No, they got him. They got AJ.
Who got him?
dead, guys! I swear to God!
All right, we're not leaving until we take care of that witness.
I don't care. I'm out of here. It's locked!
What do you mean locked? It was open a second ago.
It's them, man! It's them!
Those people. Must be 100 of them.
They're dead. And so are we if we don't get... Oh, my leg! He reached right through the dirt. He's got my leg!
Well, looks like we found us a Johnny Wells.
I'm gonna have to tell the general about this one.
Randy, help!
Let's see if this old musket still works.
Then I'm out of here!
Randy, wait for me! Let me go! Through the gate, man! Go over the fence! Over the fence!
They're coming!
Move!
Get in the car! Go!
They're getting close. We gotta get out of here. Come on, man! Come on! It won't start. Ah!
Police officer, step out of the car.
What?
I said step out of the car. You want to tell me what the hell's going on here?
I think I can do that, officer. But I need you to get an ambulance, please, fast.
You just go on ahead in the ambulance, Casey. They say it'll be okay. Just lost a lot of blood.
Yeah. Hey, Jackie.
Yeah, Case?
You didn't run off. You didn't leave me.
Of course not. Wouldn't be polite now, would it?
I guess not. What about you?
Oh, I got some things here to finish with. I'll be along in a while. Now go on.
Hey, you sure you'll be okay, sir? I can call someone.
No, that's all right, officer. Now that you got those crooks, I'll be just fine.
All right. Must have been messed up on crack or PCP or something, that's for sure. Story they told. Seriously disturbed, you know?
Yeah, I know. Well, good night, officer.
Night.
Anybody here? They're gone. Hello? Nothing. I must be just as crazy as they are. Losing my mind.
Don't be so hard on yourself, Jackie.
What? Can't be. Mrs. Castell.
That's right, Jackie. We're here. We're all here.
Yeah, and we'll always be here, watching out for you.
I don't understand.
Well, you cared for us, Mr. Clay. Watched out for us, talked to us. Even when we were too tired to answer. That's the thing about being dead. Things that happen in the living world, well, it really doesn't affect you like it used to, you know? Hard to get motivated. But we always knew you were here. And we always listened. Every day.
Now, when we heard you were in trouble, well, how could we not do for you like you did for us? It's the polite thing to do. Isn't it, Elizabeth?
Yes. Now, you just go on home, Jackie, and we'll go on back to sleep. You ever need us? We'll be here.
Thanks. Oh, thank you.
Anytime, Jackie.
Anytime.
Should you ever find yourself in this part of town in the near future, be sure to stop by and say hello to Jackie Clay. A man who enjoys his work. A man to whom everyone is just plain folks. And we do mean everyone. Living proof of the power of a kind word to make friends and influence people, even in the City of Dreams. The Friends of Jackie Clay starred Merwin Goldsmith as Jackie Clay, Chase Bartok as Casey Geller, Ann Bobby as Mrs. Castay, Christopher Burns as Candle, Todd Cummings as Hamilton and police officer, Ian Sheehy as Zach, Ross Stoner as AJ, Mather Zickel as Randy, and Kevin Conway as the narrator. The Friends of Jackie Clay was written by J. Michael Straczynski and produced and directed by Brian Smith, with sound design by John Colucci. Assistant director was Tony Daniel. Associate producer, Larissa James. J. Michael Straczynski's City of Dreams is a production of sci-fi.com's Seeing Ear Theater.